In a book written by John O'Donohoe called Eternal Echoes, he reflects on many themes in Celtic heritage. And I was struck by a section he has on the visitor. And being from a big family, you experience these moments where Aunt Mary Lou comes from Phoenix, and she brings with her cacti. You're like, what is this? I can still see the ceramic potted plant. Raleigh and Kenna, Kasson, probably you neither, wouldn't understand these, like, the shade of green that resembled, you know, almost like, something that would come out of your body, you know, and it had this weird floral design, you know. You can think of, like, just after the Brady Bunch, all of that, just after this building was built, all of that stuff couldn't quite get to the 80s yet. and it had a real interesting, and I have this, I can see this pot. And my mom planted these cacti right in there from Aunt Mary Lou. When I was traveling, I had someone open the door for me going into one of the museums, and they were a smoker. And you know someone who, like, is a smoker? Someone who's a smoker, it, like, is just a part of them. Wherever they are, the whole aura, the aroma is just with them. My Aunt Mary, not a different one. Yeah, I have an Aunt Mary Lou, an Aunt Mary Jo, an Aunt Mary, an Aunt Annie, right? or an Aunt Mary, or a Mariana. So this Aunt Mary, only Mary, was a smoker. And the minute that he opened this door for me, I was like, Aunt Mary. And so much comes back. Visitors have a role in our lives, right? And he writes about this. He says, the visitor is the one who belongs somewhere else, but is now here in the world that you belong in. The visit is a powerful and ancient theme, and regardless of the frequency of visits, the visitor remains essentially an outsider, an intruder from another area of belonging. We are made somewhat aware of our different identity by the visit. In earlier cultures, when communities were more local and separate, the visitor brought news of a different world. Through the stories told of things seen and heard beyond the horizon, the prospect of other worlds became vicariously tangible. When I go to Phoenix now and I see out my window cactus, it's like, this is where it all came from. The origin of all of that. But it was first tangible when she brought those gifts. And it made me desire to take the journey to see where it originated from. We celebrate today the Feast of the Visitation. When Mary traveled to Elizabeth and she exclaimed this beautiful poem, these words out of a human heart but inspired by God, she was recognizing this visitor has brought someone from somewhere else. And from this moment, the visit becomes a tangible means with which the divine can be passed to another person. And so in this dynamic, while she couldn't see Jesus in the womb, she was one who had been prepared and in her own heart and in her own life had recognized and was prepared to be able to say, this one carries the one of Israel, the one to save the people chosen by God, and the one to save, eventually, she will discover all of humanity. There's a note that he points to, which I think is very important for our own life, an instrumentality with which we become visitors to other people. For in today's world, things are not separated, and we don't have to travel great distances to introduce people to things that are foreign. When I traveled in Canada, every place I went, it felt like the globe was within my eyesight. Every single city. People from all over the globe were right in my eyesight. So the visit is being attentive to who it is in our midst, and sometimes being willing to open up to the person that's right in front of us can permit the person to have a visitation, for us to have a visitation from the other people that are near and not far. He says here that through the stories told of things seen and heard beyond the horizon, the prospect of other worlds became vicariously tangible. And is not Christ in this world the ultimate visitation from someone beyond the horizon? And do we not verify that when we hear the stories from tangible faces and lives lived that say, concretely, in my life, God visited me through this person in this way, and it happened like this. We then can say with the psalmist in today's readings, indeed, among you is the greatest and holy one of Israel. Among you. You. God's been at this business. And we're a part of this incredible continuation of Mary's journey, of a visit. I don't remember the exact time frame, but Blessed Andre Bessette was a porter at, I think it was a seminary in Montreal. Part of his duties was, in those days, every student and all the professors, everybody in the whole system, you had to carry your own, like pot. You know, they have that whole phrase, like a pot to piss in or whatever, you know, like that comes from real. Like you had, that was like the toilet was your own thing, you know. everyone had one. That was yours. This man cleaned them. He cleaned them. He was the porter. He was the one at the front door of the seminary. He cleaned everybody's pots. And he became known as a miracle worker. And people would come from near and far. And now, across the street from the seminary is this big mountain called Mount Royal. And he had this desire to build a shrine to St. Joseph in recognition to the gift of St. Joseph, right? He had been visited by God. He had been visited by St. Joseph in a way that he wanted to say, this is my contribution. And there's a little chapel there. And he lived up in the top floor of this chapel, which was to honor St. Joseph. But so many people were healed and so many miracles came and so much money was given to this porter who cleaned these pots, that they started building a major shrine. And it's now like the most incredible shrine in all of Canada. It's up at the top of this hill, and like from everywhere in the city you go, you can see. But I go there, and all of these canes are hanging up all over the place. All over the place. I'm thinking, if every single one of these canes is from somebody who was healed, no wonder this thing's so big. But then I thought, how come there's not new canes? They're all old. Right? Oh, me of little faith. Did the visit stop? So I went back another day, and I had the same thought. How come there's no new healings? How come all the canes are old? Where are the new canes? Isn't anyone being healed today? Do you know, at the exact time I was praying in front of the statue of St. Joseph where this healing oil is at, I got a text message from someone connected to the Newman Center at USD, and literally in the text message it said, I've experienced a profound healing in my life and I wanted to thank you. A visit from beyond. But someone who told the story that then made it tangible. So, oh my gosh! The thing I was wanting to see here is happening back there. Why did I even need to come to Canada? So then I started telling that story. And when I went to visit my professor, Father Legault, he started saying, and I said that, I'm like, how come there's no Canes? Like, I was kind of like, that was the way I'd start the story. How come there's no new Canes? Isn't anybody being healed? And he began to tell a story about being a little boy, and his dad would take him to that seminary and take him to this chapel, and he watched the whole thing grow. His whole life had been changed by Blessed Andre. And he was a visit to me. When I went out to Connecticut, and this man from this foreign land in Canada, he'd always poke us about socialized medicine, and he was just amazing. He just knew. He was like, he just knew how to poke us just so that we'd get all riled up, you know, but we loved him so much. We were like, oh, yeah, you guys will figure out. You know, he came from a different world. He understood something I didn't. He made Christ tangible in my life. And I couldn't wait to go to class. And now I understand, because in meeting him, I had a visit that was from beyond the horizon. Last night, I'm at the dinner for Deacon Gerald Thornton. And Bishop Kettler is sitting next to me. And I tell him this exact same story. How come there's no new Canes? How come there's... And he says, my mother was 19 years old and she was supposed to die. And she went and visited the shrine of St. Joseph in Montreal. And she was healed. And I looked at him and I said, you wouldn't have existed. The story told makes the visit tangible. And it's important to tell stories because we're human beings. But for whatever reason, it's the method that God has chosen to use to tell the story about what's beyond. What an incredible gift it is to live at this time in the church. You can drive all around Canada and places are empty and people are losing their faith and nobody cares about many holy things. But part of that is what makes us search more deeply. Part of that is what makes it so evident to us when we hear a story that is more than human, to be able to see, just like Elizabeth, I don't see him in you, Mary, but he is here. As we come to the celebration of the Eucharist, the place in which we truly see him present in this great sacrament, let us give thanks for all of the visits we've received, the ones from our families and our friends who tangibly have impacted our lives and have made us who we are, and those very concrete moments in which we know that God has come to us.